I am Wolf Harand, Oscar Echo One, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, of the Documentary Archives Radio Communications in Vienna, and I'm talking to Patrick Guthrie, Oscar November 4, Hotel India, Lima, one of the participants of the recent Rock All expedition. Patrick, thanks for talking to us. First of all, why did you have to abort the first mission in June 99?
Well, we had a very small boat at that time. That was an Alinka. For a sailing ship, it was a large one, but for the operation, it was not big enough. We had a storm from about 7 to 8 before, and that was a lot for that ship. And we didn't have the right zodiac, and there was a even worse weather coming, so we had to turn back, and that was the end of the story in June 2009.
What a pity. The Greenpeace people had a survival box, and they were dropped off by helicopter. Did you ever consider a heli operation?
Oh, yes, the second time. So I was about searching for a boat about 3 years. It's very difficult to find somebody who wants to bring you to Rock All. It's a very dangerous place, and I couldn't find anyone who wants to bring us to Rock All. Yes, we find some skippers who want just the money, but the boat was too small. And then I suddenly find somebody who would like to bring us to Rock All, and that is the ship we use now, the Commandant Four called. It's a very big ship, and they have everything, including a helicopter. And the heli was going with us, but just a couple of days before departure, there was a problem with the heli. And after all, I think it was better that we didn't took the heli with us, because otherwise we had to turn back in the middle of our adventure because of heavy seas. And I think the heavy sea and the storm would break the helicopter, you know.
How did you obtain the license, and from whom did you obtain the license?
The license was obtained by ON4ATW. He is the holder of the license.
Very well. Now to the most interesting part of the whole story. Can you tell us how the whole operation went right from the moment you stepped onto the Zodiac?
Yes, the plan was, first of all, was that Rudy Owen-7YT, he was going to be the first one, but the sea was very, very heavy when we arrived at the rock, and the wind charts and the swell charts were showing good weather, so we thought this is the chance to do it. But the skipper told us, let me go first and let me see what we can do and how we can do it. So he went around the walk with the jet ski, because he thought it was very fast. When something happened, you have a better chance to leave. And he made a couple of circles around the rock, and then he came back to the boat, and he told, I don't think it's a good idea to do it, guys, but if you want, you can try it. And first on the list was Rudy Owen-7YT, and he went on the scooter, and they went a couple of times around the rock, and Rudy tried a couple of times, but it was very difficult because of the swell. It's going up and down because there were very heavy winds before. So they tried it again and again with one of the Zodiacs. But after 3 times falling in the water and climbing into the Zodiac, it's very, very difficult. He came back, and he asked me if I can try once. And so I did. I climbed into the Zodiac, and we went to the rock, and I had lucky, the swell was good, and they pushed me with the Zodiac against the rock. They gave me a push, and I was on the rock, and then suddenly the Zodiac disappeared because of the swell, 4 meters down. And then we have some showers from some big waves, but I could hold me on the rock, and so it took I think about 20 minutes to climb up, and than I was on top of the rock.
Did you have a rope?
Yeah, Rudy had a rope from 60 meters, but because it was wet, it was very, very heavy, and it was very difficult to take the rope with you. So I had another one, and that was a very light one, a yellow one. That is the one they use with the water ski. But the skipper, he told me not to take it because it was too dangerous and a little bit too heavy, he thought. So I climbed up the rock without a rope. And by the time that he wants to give me the rope, he was too far with the Zodiac, and it was not possible anymore to catch the rope. So I climbed to the top, and then I called the guys on the boat with the VHF radio that I have to shoot me a rope. Rudy Owen 7YT, he is the MacGyver of our group, and he made a kind of bazooka, let us say, to shoot the rope over the rock, and so they did with the launcher. We call it the launcher, and I could catch the rope, and so I had a rope, and then it was, we thought, easier to climb up. But in the meantime, the sea was rougher, and the swell was bigger, and the wind was higher, and it was very, very difficult to climb on the rock. And only Rudy, he tried on the steep sides, and it took him about an hour or an hour or a half or so to get on top with me. And then Theo tried a couple of times, but it was too dangerous. And Carl also, he found it also, Owen 5, he found it also a little bit too dangerous to come on the rock. So they decided to stay on the boat and help us with pulling the gear up on the rock.
It took you quite some time to assemble the station.
Yes, it took quite a time, because we thought that our plan was to go with four on the rock, and then we had the support from the guys on the boat who bring us all the stuff, the radios and the computers and the antennas and things like that. We had some waterproof barrels, I think 12 or 14. And all the material was in those barrels, but because only two guys can go up the rock, so we decided to make it in a kind of emergency operation with only one radio and antenna tuner, and it's very heavy and very difficult to pull these barrels up to the rock, and two men is not enough to pull everything up and set everything up, and so we lost a lot of time, yes, before we could start the operation.
You started on 40 and you kept on 40. Why didn't you work on 20 meters, where the chances would have been much better?
Yeah, that's a question all the people are asking us, because especially for the 40DX, but we had in mind to start on 20 and then go to 40. It was, I think, about, I'm not sure, about 1,600 hours in GMT when we started. And that was a good time to start on 20 meters, but our pilot station and all the guys at home, we could reach them only at 40 meters, and we needed some help from the guys at home, and they were on 40 meters. So we decided to give the first contacts to our friends at home and on 40 meters. And that's actually the main reason why we are why we started on 40 meters. And then there was a huge pileup. Many people were calling, and it was very difficult to pull everybody out. And you know, a couple of hours later, it was too late to go on 20 meters. But we tried to go on 20 meters four times, and that was more in the morning, after Saturday morning. But there was nobody on, that Saturday Eve it was too late to go to 20. I know it's a pity. But we also worked some stations from North America on 40 meter as well, and from Lima Uniform and Papa Yankee, and we had some Victor Echo, some W stations, Alpha 6-5. So it was well possible to make the X, but too many stations from Europe were calling, and that makes it really, really difficult to pull anyone out who is at the X, you know.
How many stations did you have in the log at the end?
1,100.
That's quite great for such a short time. And why did you have to stop short so very early?
Yeah, the plan was to operate a whole night and then until noon Sunday. But Sunday morning, we had a phone and a VHF contact with the boat, and they told us that a very, very heavy storm was coming. So we have to break down everything. And yeah, first we thought, okay, the weather is good, but at Rockall you get four climates in 2 hours, so it's unpredictable. And then we saw that the wind was very heavy, and that he was getting heavier and heavier. So we decided to stop the operation and to take all our stuff and go back to the boat. And I can tell you that we are really, really, really just on time.
Was it more difficult to get down and onto the boat again?
For us, well, it was very difficult. For the most people, was difficult to get on the rock. For me, it was quite easy. For Rudy, it was a little bit more difficult. But I thought that going down was much easier. But we made a mistake in that case, that we had a rope from 60 meters. And on the end of that rope, we had another rope, a spare rope from about 40 meters. And we pulled that in the water, but the Zodiac, they didn't see that. And we thought that that rope was gone already and taken by the guys in the Zodiac, but it wasn't. So I go when I go down, and I was about 1 meter above the water. I was trying to pull the rope to get me free, but it was not possible. It was too heavy, and I couldn't pull it. So there was and the swell was high, and the waves were very high, and there was a lot of water and wind. And the guys in the boat, they told me, cut the rope, cut the rope, cut the rope. But I had a knife on my ankles, so a kind of a diving knife, but I couldn't reach it, and they couldn't reach me because of the swell. And I was fighting against the water and the rope and the swell, and it was really scary. And it took a long time before they can reach me, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but when you are in danger, 5 minutes is a lot. So, but and then they suddenly came with the Zodiac, and they took my knife and they cut the rope, and then I was free. And after a couple of minutes, Rudy came down, and it was a lot easier for Rudy to came down, because the rope was cut, and then he jumped into the water. And then we had lucky that there was no wave, and we could pick him up very, very, very easy and very fast.
After listening to all that, I wonder whether you really would like to go there again.
I don't know if we could, if we are going again. Yeah, we tried three times, one time in 2009 and two times this time, because the first time when we went to Rockall this year, when we arrived Rockall, we didn't arrive Rockall, but we were in the neighborhood about, I think about 10 miles. The skipper told us to go back because we were on the limits of his boat, and there was a very big storm from 11 before. Can you imagine 12 is a hurricane? So he told us to go back because otherwise we could have ended in a rescue operation. So we sailed back to St. Kilda and wait for a better weather. Yeah, I don't know if I go back again. We worked on this project about 3 years with 25 people. It cost a lot of money and a lot of energy to get on that rock and make some QSOs.
So anyway, you did a very great job. Congratulations, and Well, let's hope to meet you again on this island or another one. I was talking to Patrick Godfrey, Oscar November for Hotel India Lima. I'm Oscar Echo 1 Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Wolf Harrand of the Documentary Archives Radio Communications in Vienna.